Okay, and I'm sorry.
Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. It is actually going to be our last show for 2025. And for those of you that may follow the show, I usually like to wrap up the year with two of our CEOs. We had Jim Pettinato, the CEO of Way Memorial Hospital last year. But today I have Terry Lacey, who is the CEO of the Way Memorial Community Health Centers. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Carol. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining the show. And I do enjoy my end of the year show because I think this gives our community the opportunity to hear, the wrap up of 2025 and see what's coming for 2026. And so I'm so glad that you can join the show today. We might as well just start. We only have 15 minutes, and I know we could always talk longer than that. Can you kind of give us like a little wrap up? What's the first thing you want to kind of share with our audience today about 2025?
Sure. No, it was a very successful year. And we first just want to thank all of our patients in the community for being patient with us as we implemented a new electronic health record this past year. And it was a very large project that impacted every one of our sites. And so we really appreciate the patients because we do understand that when you implement such a large system, that it creates some disruptions and some delays. And so we appreciate everyone's patience. But the benefits of us being on a one electronic health record across all 22 of our sites really will help us provide seamless care. And so if our patients are seen in dental or in pediatrics or a walk-in site, their information will be available to their care team to make sure that we're not missing anything from their medical history or their medication. So it really will help us provide better, safer quality care to our patients. And so we appreciate everyone's understanding.
Right. And as a patient of the community health centers myself, I've gotten my text messages, I've got my reminders, and I feel it's been very helpful, your new system. And do you want to just clarify, because this whole new EMR or electronic health record is for the community health centers offices, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yeah, that's a very good point. So the community health centers were made up of all the primary care in the region, the pediatric primary care, the women's health primary care, the adult primary care in our family medicine sites. But that does not include the hospital specialty services. The hospital specialty services is a separate organization from CHC.
Right. Unfortunately, we wish we could merge, but we can't. It's just not possible to do that. So thank you for clarifying that. You also had some expansions within some of the offices. Can you talk about that?
Yes, certainly. So, as a federally qualified health center, it is our responsibility to make sure we're responsive to the needs of the community. So, as we see the needs of the community change, we also need to reflect those changes. So, our pediatric offices have been expanding in Waymart. We expanded that location, adding additional exam rooms, adding an additional checkout window, and also adding an additional provider. And it, also within pediatrics, we opened a walk-in site specific to pediatrics. So we do have our other walk-in sites that we're open 7 days a week with extended hours in Carbondale, at Lake Region walk-in, and at our Hamline walk-in. But in Sterling, we opened a walk-in specific to our pediatric population because some of those other walk-in sites do not take care of from newborn up till 2 years old. And so this will be able to take care of pediatrics of all ages.
And that's wonderful. And I do have to give a shout out to that the pediatric walk-in in Sterling, because I had a neighbor of mine, come up to me and say they were wonderful. We were in and out, and it was just a great, to have that choice for them to go into that
That's great.
area.
We want
Go
that
ahead.
option to exist so people that don't have to go to the emergency department,
Right.
especially if you have a sick child on a Sunday afternoon, Sterling Peds would be a great option.
Right, exactly. And I think that is wonderful. You also, this past year, really have put into motion something called the IOC. Can you kind of talk about that integration of care, right?
Absolutely. As I had mentioned, we are responsible to respond to the needs of our community. And we know through our community health needs assessment that behavioral health continues to be the number one or number two top health concern of not just our community, but across the country. So we developed an integrated care model in which we have psychiatrists or social workers or advanced practice providers specializing in mental health available in our primary care sites. So it's really about taking care of the whole person. It's about addressing the physical health needs along with the behavioral health needs. So if you're a patient of any of our CHC sites and you have a behavioral health concern that you want addressed, please talk to your primary care provider. Because if there isn't a behavioral health provider readily available in that office, they're available via telehealth. And so we can get access, whether we have child, adolescent, all the way through geriatrics. We have behavioral health professionals available and ready to assist. So if any CHC patient that's listening, whether it's yourself or a family or friend that you know is struggling with a behavioral health problem that has gone unresolved, tell them to talk to their primary care physician about it or advanced practice provider, and we'll get them access to our IOC model.
Right, which is again a wonderful service to have for the Women Well Community Health Center patients, because again sometimes they are very close with their primary care provider, right? And they confide in that primary care provider, and now they have that access, not to travel far. It may be in that same office because there's like three offices now that have that, but you also say they have the option of telehealth services.
Yes.
And they don't have to wait months or, for an appointment or for an intervention. And again, it may be something that's happening right there and then that they need to talk to somebody about, correct?
Absolutely. We have had individuals that have gone without care for an extended period of time. They voiced their concern, their problem, and they were seen within a week. So, and with several children also. So, if there's parents out there and you feel that your child needs some behavioral health intervention, talk to your pediatrician. We'll get them.
Right. And it's not, again, it could be someone that may be dealing with a new medical diagnosis, correct? Or they may have some a chronic condition like diabetes, and they're really struggling because they have other family stressors to control their diabetes. Those are examples, right, that they can seek that service within the community health centers.
Yeah, there's so many examples that really, anything that you feel as though is creating anxiety, depression, additional stressors. We have individuals that can help with develop coping mechanisms. And so it's not all about medicine. There's a lot of different therapies that can be suggested.
Right.
And the first thing is to voice your concern. Especially if you've been silent about it for a long time.
Right. And I know recently I just did a show about the new Northeast Regional Crisis Stabilization Center, which is another great service for our area moving forward.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes.
Exactly. Again, the community health centers looks at their strategic plan based on information from the community, correct?
Yes, we do.
And we just completed in 2025 our community health needs assessment, which is available for people to view on our website. But there's something called collective impact. Can you talk a little bit about that and the relationship with the community health needs assessment?
Sure. So, the community health centers, along with the hospital, we do this community health needs assessment every 3 years, every 5 years. And, just because we do that, just because we lead it, doesn't mean that we own the health of the community. There's so many other stakeholders within the community that help to lead health, whether it's housing or food or the social service agencies, the other behavioral health agencies. So many people are responsible for the health of the community. So we brought everyone together. It was really a wonderful turnout. We had about 45 stakeholder organizations from the community participate, and we had breakout sessions to talk about the community health needs assessment, the results, and what we could do as a community to help address those needs. So
Right.
a lot of really great information came forward, and I want to thank those individuals that participated, but also for the community to know that we are actively looking at those items that were brought forward to say what can we do to help address some of these needs.
Right. And again, that's what it's all about. The community health centers is about our community. The hospital is about the community, and we work very closely together. One thing exciting that happened this year, you want to talk about the residency program that you started?
Yes, so obviously, that was identified as a community health need for a workforce, and that we need to have more providers in our community. So we started a family medicine residency program, and we welcomed our first class of family medicine residents in July. So we currently have four family medicine residents that just started. A residency is a 3-year program, so they will be with us for the next 3 years until they graduate. And we are in the process right now of recruiting our second class of residents that will start in July of 2026.
Yes, and you may see them out and about because they're going to be in the community health centers and they'll be out in the community at certain events as well. So we're really excited to have them in our health center. Can you talk a little bit about I know we only have about 3 minutes left or so. This what's happening in 2026? What are some of the goals and projects that you're working on?
Well, we will continue to address the needs that have been identified through the community health needs assessment. One of them in particular that we already have an action plan on is to create a mobile school-based health center. So we know that transportation is a barrier for care for people in rural communities, and also vaccine hesitancy is also a community health need. So we will be deploying a mobile school-based health center that will be traveling to schools, working with school districts, and on that mobile unit will be not only primary care, but also dental care and behavioral health care. So depending on what the needs of the school are, so we'll work very closely with the school nurses to identify what the needs of the students are at the different schools. We'll be providing that care, whether it's dental care, behavioral health care, or medical care. And of course, with parental permission to
Yes.
provide that care.
Right. That alone is so incredible for our area and the service areas that we cover because we're very rural and we know it's sometimes hard for those individuals to get out. So bringing those services to these individuals and these children in the schools are just wonderful. What about some expansions or some changes?
Sure, we're going to be expanding Pike Peds location because the demand for pediatrics in our Pike location is great. And also with Pike, we are temporarily closing our Dingmans Ferry location at the end of this year, December 31st. And so, but those women will continue to have access either at our Hamlin location, of course, at our Carbondale or our Honesdale location. But we're gearing up to have women's health in that Pike complex at Lords Valley. So along with our dental care, our Pike Family Health Center and our Pike Pediatric Center, which we're expanding, we will be adding women's health along with ultrasound to that location, a newer, more modern facility.
Great, wonderful. And then for now, well, once that office is closed, they can see their provider still in of the other locations, like we talked, like Hamlin or Carbondale or even Honesdale, correct, for women's health. Wonderful. Well, Terry, I mean, I think, yes, again, we can probably talk for much longer about the community health centers, which again, they started in 2007. I remember the day that they were awarded the federal grant to open up the community health centers. And you and your team, I really want to give you a shout out because you have done an amazing work starting from Fred Jackson, you taking over. How many years now have you been the CEO?
It'll be 3 years in January.
Yes. And the advancements that have been made for our community. So, from Wayne Memorial Hospital, we want to thank you, the community health centers, for everything that you do for us.
Thank you. It's a privilege to serve the community.
Yes. And we want to wish everyone, right, a happy new year and a wonderful 2026.
Happy and healthy.
Yes. Again, thank you so much, Terry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kanaya. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.